We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new rover, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. Transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing. Delivery is the perfect solution for all your delivery needs. Use the app to order a delivery by motorbike, by car, or even a cargo truck for the bigger parcels. Send your parcels via Yango and enjoy fast delivery, affordable prices, and real-time tracking. Download the Yango app and try delivery now. Yango is an informational service. Delivery and other services are provided by third parties independently.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turns 25. A celebration of Social Security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Ever feel like your ideas are bigger than the space you're in? At Open Window University Zambia, we don't just teach creativity, we unleash it. Whether you dream in code, color, canvas, or campaign, our internationally recognized degrees in creative art, marketing, and IT are designed to prepare you for the world of work, from creative industries to tech and beyond. With industry standard studios, global collaborations, and expert lecturers who live and
Energy Minister says Zambia is not ready to transition to electric buses. MQHZ proposes paid contracts for junior doctors. And all pupils kidnapped from Nigeria Catholic school now free, officials say. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Former Energy Minister Yemfa Mukanga says Zambia is not ready to transition to electric buses due to the country's ongoing energy deficit. His remarks follow government plans to introduce electric buses as part of a shift away from diesel-powered public transport. But speaking to RCV News and the Sakya today, Mr. Mkanga said that while the idea is commendable, government must first focus on addressing the energy crisis if the initiative is to be sustainable. It's not possible for the country to transition to electric buses now unless in future after adequate planning, said Mr. Mkanga. Mr. Mkanga stressed that this initiative is only possible if it were to be implemented only for short distances and maintain the diesel-powered public transport for long distances until the country is prepared and ready for full implementation. He explained that long-distance public transport will require frequent recharging, which could cause delays for passengers, therefore the need for government to effectively plan before the implementation. Mr. Mkanga further questioned how the government plans to meet the increased electricity demand when the country is already struggling with power generation. He further warned that rushing the initiative within a short period could result in financial losses as inadequate power supply would make it difficult to charge the buses, thereby collapsing the economy.
So it's not possible if you cannot manage a lesser demand. How are you going to manage the big demand? Because if everybody, suppose 80% of the vehicles were electrical today, then the country will run to hope because there will be no energy that will be able to charge those vehicles. Because some of the vehicles, if they are public transport to charge them, they should maybe charge them for a long time. And if they are not charging point, what do we do? People will be stranded. So when people are thinking like that, yes, it's good to think about it, but it's not something that will be implemented next year. It won't.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has welcomed the appointment of a new board of directors for the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, describing it as a crucial step towards strengthening oversight and accountability at the institution. The new board was unveiled on Saturday, 20th December 2025, by Minister of Health Elijah Muchima, following a prolonged period during which ZAMSA operated without a substantial board. MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the appointment marks an important milestone in improving governance and enhancing the agency's effectiveness. He noted that the move fulfills a key requirement of institutional governance as outlined in the ZAMSA Act, which stipulates that the agency must function under the supervision of an independent board of directors. A clear and well-defined institutional strategy owned by the board of directors will enable management to effectively implement ZAMSA's mandate and improve service delivery, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. Mr. Lioka highlighted that the step also responds positively to concerns raised in the forensic audit, particularly regarding gaps in governance and oversight at the institution. He further called on the Ministry of Health to allow the board to operate freely and independently without political interference, stating that the role of the ministry should remain one of policy guidance and oversight through the receipt of reports, while operational governance is left to the board. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQSZ, has proposed reforms to the employment of medical doctors through the introduction of paid contract-based internships for junior resident medical officers. The proposal aims to address persistent challenges in doctor employment, workforce planning, and sustainability within the public healthcare system. MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabu says under the model, junior doctors undergoing internship would be engaged on fixed two-year contracts covering the full duration of their training. During this period, doctors would receive a monthly salary and operate under clearly defined terms of service, recognizing the essential clinical services they provide while maintaining the primary purpose of internship as supervised training, said Dr. Mwabu in a statement issued to